Some students of government like to say that some of the most innovative ideas these days originate in state legislatures. This was a week to wonder. The Texas state legislature is debating a plan to slap a 3% tax on snacks to help pay for school reforms. Legislators are often beguiled by bills that promise to raise more money without raising the taxes that people see on their pay stubs. Instead, they slap a surcharge, sometimes colloquially called a sin tax, on some commodity, like liquor that has a faintly sinister image, and say this new tax might discourage consumption. Although judging by liquor sales, it usually doesn't, and actually gives the state a financial stake in more people drinking. Anyway, how do you define a snack? Is it just anything you can eat in half a dozen bites between meals? Is a bag of potato chips a starch when eaten alongside a hot dog at noon, but a snack at 4 o'clock with a can of Dr. Pepper? In America, after all, one man's snack is another man's staple. Now, if you hew to the legal opinion that a snack, like obscenity, is difficult to define, but you know it when you see it, most people would call, say, Twinkies or Fritos snacks. But companies themselves call baby carrot sticks snacks because they sell more than if they called them vegetables. California tried having a snack tax in the 1990s, but implementation proved impossible. Checkout clerks were confused by all the incongruities. M&M candies were usually taxed as a snack in small bags, but in large bags they were figured to be an untaxable dessert. Breath mints were taxed, but not pork rinds, apparently because pork producers argued, successfully, if not plausibly, that pork rinds are no mere snack but a cultural tradition. In parts of the Southwest, lunch can be Frito pie, a small bag of corn chips split open and doused smack dab in the middle with chili con carne. Is the Tums that follows a snack or a dessert? In Texas especially, one man's snack can be another man's meal. Meanwhile, the Florida state legislature is considering a bill to pay for new wastewater treatment facilities and sewer systems with a tax on toilet tissue, 2 cents a roll. There have been an awful lot of bathroom jokes in the legislature this week, or maybe we should say even more bathroom jokes than usual. The jokes may have discouraged support for the bill, and even if it were to pass, it doesn't sound as if Governor Jeb Bush is inclined to sign it. He worries that this tax really might discourage consumption. The governor says, dryly, if people use less toilet tissue, that's not necessarily a good thing.
If I were a rich man, I have a dibby 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 dum. All day long I biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. I have a dibby 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 dum.